Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Family, I know you hear me often say that I am truly blessed to be surrounded by believers who love God, who love their families, and who want people to have all that God has made available to us in His Word through His Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells inside of us, right? And I'm so grateful. Just so grateful for the examples and the encouragement and the exhortations and the prayers and all of that, right? And so in our men's Bible study, we're studying the book of Romans. And almost for 2 weeks, we were stuck on the first two verses of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Very familiar passage of scripture, and I'm going to read it. It reads out of the New King Translation, it reads, "I beseech you, brothers, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God," right? And so my brothers who are in the men's Bible study, relax. I'm not going to try to, exegete that text or whatever. I won't do that and can't do it justice on this podcast, so I won't even try. But for brothers who are listening, who are not, don't attend our men's Bible study, I would strongly, strongly encourage you to attend our men's Bible study every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. via Zoom. I promise you it'll bless your life. However, that scripture, because we spent so much time focusing in on it, it reminded me of another scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, which reads, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." And I like how the New Living Translations read, so I'll read that same verse from the New Living Translation, and it reads, "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves." And so where am I going with this? What's this all about? The long and the short of it is, my brothers and my sisters, that God has placed what the Bible calls this great treasure inside of us, right? Us, these fragile clay jars, or as the New King James Version says, or these earthen vessels. And here's the reality is the enemy is jealous. Lord, what is man that you're mindful of him? What is so special about us that you place this, that the enemy's asking God, that you place this treasure, that you place this great treasure in these mere mortals, right? And so the enemy's job, the enemy's plan, game plan is to try to do nothing more than to steal that, right? The enemy tries to lure us towards him so that he can take this great treasure away from us. And for those of us who are in Christ, the enemy knows that he can't take our souls, that our eternal resting place, eternity, is secure, and he knows that there's nothing that he can do to steal our souls. So what does he come after instead? He comes after this great treasure, this great treasure, this light that's shining in us. In other words, the enemy is after our witness. You see, because he can't have our souls are secure. So, but he tries to steal our witness. He tries to dull that light that's shining in us, that Holy Spirit that God has placed inside of us. And again, for those of us who are in Christ, the devil knows that he can't do anything to us unless God gives him permission, right? And as a matter of fact, we give the devil way too much credit One of the common things we used to hear right back in the 70s, it was Flip Wilson and Geraldine would say, "The devil made me do it." Yes, I'm talking to sharing my age, but nonetheless, that was a very popular, very common thing. But let me just tell you, that was a lie from the pit of hell. That was just flat out a lie. The devil can't make us do anything. Why? Because the devil is not God. Now, let's not be deceived and let's not try to, you know, stomp the devil's head and all of that stuff that we sing in these songs. The devil can suggest, the devil can imply, the devil can coax, the devil can persuade, the devil can needle, and the devil can entice. And let me just say, the devil's really good at enticing, right? Because it's those things that we want to do, right? And so the devil will even be so bold as to contradict and or pervert what God has said in his word. What am I talking about? Let's think back to the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. Remember Eve in the garden? Satan told her that she would not die if she ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so when God clearly told her, the day that you eat of it, you will surely die, right? And so Satan went to tell her, hey, the reason God doesn't want you to eat of this fruit is because when you eat it, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So what's the devil's end game? Well, for those of us, again, who are in Christ, the devil knows that he's defeated. The devil knows his end. The devil knows where he is ultimately going to end up. And so he knows that we as Christians will always, always be victorious over him. And so therefore, what Satan, again, is after is our witness. But what do I mean by I say our witness? To be a witness for Christ means to demonstrate by our words, by our actions, by our deeds, by our attitudes, by our lifestyle, this sacred mystery that we have seen and heard and we believe in our hearts about the Lord Jesus Christ, who has forgiven our sins and has offered us eternal life. Again, our witness, our Christian witness, our witness for God, our words, our actions, our deeds, our attitudes is something that is to be offered 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. My brothers and my sisters, we don't get to take a day off from being a witness for Christ. As a matter of fact, the word of the Lord says that our bodies are not our own and that we were bought with a price. And so there is nothing that we are to be engaged in. There is no area of our lives, our family, our work, our careers, our schools, our hobbies, our recreations, our fraternities, our sororities, our organizations, our community organizations, whatever it is that we're engaged in, we are to be Christian witnesses, and our witness should be on full display. And we need to always be mindful that the devil is always looking for opportunities, as John will tell us in John 10:10, to steal, to kill, and destroy our witness. But come on, family, if we're honest, we find ourselves letting some of the smallest situations and circumstances steal our witness. We're in Atlanta. Let somebody cut us off in traffic, or let our children not take out the trash or empty the dishwasher or clean up their rooms, or you name it, right? You name it. You get the point. Or let somebody say something to us on the right wrong day in the grocery store, or right wrong day in the pharmacy, or the right wrong day on the basketball court or at the ballpark or on the soccer field. You get the idea. Even when we get out of church and we're trying to get out of a crowded parking lot or whatever the case may be, come on, we've all been there. But then the Lord reminded me of this, like when we watch these mob movies or the TV police shows, right, where they have a key witness who's supposed to testify against the crime family or against the drug cartels or against some notorious criminal. And what do the authorities do? The authorities put this witness in a protection program. And under the witness protection program, the witness is usually, number one, taken to a secure location. The witness is protected 24 hours a day by the police or some sort of special security detail, right? And this security detail is in constant communication with headquarters. This security detail is on constant alert, looking for things that don't seem right, looking for things where that may put that witness in jeopardy. And if the world can do this for their physical witnesses, we as believers are to do the same for our Christian witness. We must keep our witness in a secure location. Proverbs 18 and 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. We need to have our security detail. Psalms 34 and 7, the angel of the Lord encamps all around me, those who fear him, and delivers them. And we need to be in constant communication with headquarters. 1 Thessalonians reminds us, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we ought pray without ceasing, right? So these are just some of the things, practical things that we can do to help protect this witness, because we have to understand the devil knows he can't have us. So he's coming after our witness. He's coming after the things that we say, the things that we do, so that when people see us in the marketplace, when people see us on our jobs, when people see us in schools or pharmacies or out and about in everyday life, when people see us outside of this every place other than church, which, by the way, is most of the time, right? Then what we need to be showing and what we need to be having on full display is that we are blood-bought believers who love God, who honor God, who desire for our lives to be a worship unto God. And so then, just like in the movies or on television, where the witness who was in protective custody is delivered to testify at the appointed time, we too, at the appointed time, in the grocery store, in the supermarket, on the ball field, in our cars, when we run into have these chance encounters, at the appointed time, just like the witness on TV will deliver their testimony, we as believers can deliver our testimony to the glory of God, to the goodness of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because we have protected our witness. And so, my brothers and my sisters, I'm so encouraging you. I'm so encouraging us. I'm so encouraging us in this day and time, in this world in which we live, where we have forces and people and politicians and religious leaders telling us, just like Satan, no, this is not what God means. No, this is not what God says, when it is absolutely contrary to what is stated clearly in Scripture, that we must protect our witness, that our lives, that our words, our actions, our attitudes, our deeds must line up according to the word of God. And so then again, at that appointed time, when God calls us to deliver a word, to deliver a testimony, right, that it will honor God, that our lives will honor God. And we have to be intentional about protecting this precious package, this treasure in earthen vessels that God has given us, this light that is to shine in our hearts in the dark world, because what happens is the world is full of darkness, and it is our witness, it is our light that will bring light to a dark and dying world. It is our light that will bring life to a dark and dying world. And so, my brothers and my sisters, be intentional about protecting this precious gift, this earth, this treasure in earthen vessels, our witness for nobody other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle.
Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.